Unit 1. Tape script 1.1. General knowledge quiz. 1.
The modern Olympic Games started in 1896.
2.
It takes 8 minutes for the sun's rays to reach the earth.
3.
He was walking on the moon.
4.
If you are flying over the international dateline, the Pacific Ocean is below you.
5.
A vegetarian doesn't eat meat.
6.
www. stands for World Wide Web.
7.
Glasses were invented in Italy around 1300 AD.
8.
Brazil has won the World Cup 5 times.
9.
John Lennon was returning to his apartment when he was assassinated.
10.
Chinese is spoken by the most people in the world.
11.
Nelson Mandela didn't become president of South Africa until he was 76 years old because he was in prison for 27 years.
12.
People have been sending emails since the 1970s.
Tape script 1.2. 1.
The sun doesn't rise in the west, it rises in the east.
2.
Cows don't eat meat, they eat grass.
3.
Mercedes-Benz cars aren't made in Canada, they're made in Germany.
4.
Neil Armstrong didn't land on the moon in 1989. He landed in 1969.
5.
John Lennon wasn't performing on stage when he was assassinated. He was returning to his apartment.
6.
The pyramids weren't built by the Chinese. They were built by the Egyptians.
7.
We haven't been in class for 5 hours. We've been in class for 1 hour.
8.
We aren't studying Italian, we're studying English.
Tape script 1.3. 1.
What did you do last night?
I stayed at home and watched television.
2.
What kind of books do you like reading?
Horror stories and science fiction.
3.
Have you ever been to the United States?
Yes, I have. I went there last year.
Did you like it?
Yes, I really enjoyed it.
4.
What's the teacher doing?
He's helping Maria with this exercise.
5.
What does your mother do?
She works in a bank.
6.
Why didn't you do your homework last night?
Because I didn't feel well.
7.
What are you doing next weekend?
I'm going to a party.
8.
Have you got a TV in your bedroom?
No, I haven't. Just a CD player.
Tape script 1.4. 1.
My sister's a teacher.
2.
She's on holiday at the moment.
3.
She's in France.
4.
She's never travelled to Europe before.
5.
She's been there for 2 weeks.
6.
She's going back to work next week.
7.
Her husband's a builder.
8.
He's got his own business.
Tape script 1.5. Making conversation.
Good morning. Did you have a nice time last night?
Yes.
Do you want breakfast?
No.
Have you had any coffee?
Yes.
Is Bill coming round tonight?
No.
Okay. Are you leaving for school soon?
Yes. Bye.
Tape script 1.6. Making conversation.
Good morning. Did you have a nice time last night?
Yes, I did. I went round to Bill's house.
Do you want breakfast?
No, I don't, thanks. I'm not hungry.
Have you had any coffee?
Yes, I have. I don't want any more, thanks.
Is Bill coming round tonight?
No, he isn't. He's going out for dinner with his family.
OK. Are you leaving for school soon?
Yes, I am. I'm going right now. Bye.
Tape script 1.7. 1.
Is it hot today?
2.
Is it raining?
3.
Are you wearing trainers?
4.
Do you usually come to class by bus?
5.
Are you going out tonight?
6.
Did you have a good day yesterday?
7.
Have you got a dictionary?
8.
Have you got any pets?
Tape script 1.8. 1.
Do you like studying English?
Yes, I do. It's my favourite subject.
2.
Is it a nice day today?
No, it isn't. It's freezing.
3.
Have you seen my pen?
No, I haven't. You can borrow mine if you want.
4.
Are you staying at home this evening?
Yes, I am. Do you want to come round?
5.
Did you go on holiday last summer?
No, I didn't. I couldn't afford to.
Tape script 1.9. My Wonders.
We were doing the wonders of the world in school today. You know, the 7 ancient wonders, the pyramids and such like. And we got to talking about what modern wonders would be, and, well, we all thought that...
I know what the best modern wonder is for me. I know what's changed my life more than anything else.
What's that, Dad?
The dishwasher.
What do you mean, the dishwasher?
I mean the dishwasher. I think it's marvellous. Every time I use something, cups, plates, dishes, knives, forks, you know, I just put it in and after a few days it fills up. I turn it on and bingo, all clean, bright and sparkling. Then I start again. Helps keep my kitchen tidy. I'm not very good at tidying.
Yeah, and the rest of the house is a mess. Come on, Grandpa, be a bit more serious.
I am serious.
Well, anyway, we all said at school the very best thing was the mobile phone.
I knew it.
I don't even know how to use one.
Oh, I couldn't live without mine. It's brilliant. I can call or text my friends all the time.
Don't I know?
From wherever I am, and they can call or text me. Or if I need a lift from you or Mum.
You mean like when you need picking up from a friend's house in the evening?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Or if I'm going to be home late, or, like, staying late at school or whatever, I can just let you and Mum know what's happening.
OK, that's good. But the problem is that people use them too much for every little thing. You're never alone.
You're never alone with a mobile phone. You're never alone.
All right, Kelly, you can stop that. What I really hate is when people shout into them in public places and everyone has to listen to their boring conversations. You know the kind of thing. Hello, sweetheart, it's me. I'm on the train. You can put the dinner in the oven.
Sometimes it's not just boring. It's really dangerous, you know, when people use them when they're driving. I've seen lots of...
And teachers go absolutely mad if we forget to turn them off and they ring in class or you hear the beep, beep, beep of a text message.
I'll bet they do. Mm-hmm. Good manners certainly aren't a wonder of the modern world.
Well, I have to say for me, the most amazing wonder is an obvious one. It's the internet and email. It's changed the whole world. And it's totally transformed my business. Everyone at work is always on the computer, checking emails, sending emails. It's where most of our business is done nowadays.
Yeah, but the bad part is that you're glued to your computer all day. I reckon people will forget how to communicate face-to-face soon. It'll all be through machines. Just because you've got all these different ways to communicate doesn't mean there's any more to say. I'm glad I didn't have emails and texting in my day.
But, Grandpa, the way things are going, you'll probably be able to send messages through your dishwasher soon.
Huh. Not in my lifetime, I hope.
Tapescript 1.10. 1.
Good. Food. Wood. Stood.
2.
Bread. Head. Read. Read.
3.
Paid. Made. Played. Said.
4.
Done. Phone. Sun. One.
5.
Dear. Here. Bear. Near.
6.
Work. Fork. Walk. Pork.
Tapescript 1.11. 1.
Food.
2.
Near.
3.
Stood.
4.
Paid.
5.
Read.
6.
Work.
7.
Phone.
8.
Walk.
Tapescript 1.12. 1.
Sorry I'm late. I got stuck in traffic.
Never mind. You're here now. Come in and sit down.
2.
Bye, Mum. I'm off to school now.
Take care, my love. Have a nice day.
3.
Have you heard that Jenny's going out with Pete?
Really? I don't know what she sees in him.
4.
How long did it take you to do the homework?
Ages. How about you?
5.
I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of this weather.
So am I. I can't stand all this rain.
6.
Who was that I saw you with last night?
Mind your own business.
7.
I'm tired. I'm taking next week off.
That sounds like a good idea. The break will do you good.
8.
Let's go for a run in the park.
Me? Run? You must be joking.
9.
Can we get together this afternoon at 3?
I'm sorry, I can't make it then. What about a bit later?
10.
What a gorgeous coat. Was it expensive?
Yes, it cost a fortune.
Tapescript 1.13. 1.
I'm taking this Friday and next Monday off. We're going away for a long weekend.
2.
Can we meet at about 7 o'clock?
3.
I'm really sorry I'm late. I overslept.
4.
John's going to take Sue to the party next week.
5.
Dad, how much do you earn?